Hi, this is Lunchy. Thanks so much for following along so far. We're about halfway through. I usually do a free talk at the end of all of my podfics, but I thought as a little treat, we would talk with the person who designed the beautiful cover for I Wish You Were My Husband, Lavender Frost, and pick her brain a little bit about her process coming up with the design. So please enjoy our conversation. Do you remember how long ago I approached you about doing a cover for it?
I honestly don't. I vaguely remember like you kind of dropping the possibility and I was like, okay. But I don't remember exactly when it was. It may have been a few months after you finally, dragged me into the depths of Moldau Dushi
Yeah, that sounds right.
fandom, but I don't know. At that point, I think you were already kind of at least aware of Scum Villain. It seemed like you were starting to get into that fandom because you were talking about how cool it was and everything, along with what we were watching, which was at the time Moldau Dushi. And I don't know, maybe the year before last, but like very end, if that very end.
I know that I asked the author Faye Knight, like, when did I end up asking them for permission? Because that'll give us a little bit of a.
Okay.
So I asked for permission in March of 2019. So, yep, around about a year ago. So I asked for permission around about a year ago, and I may have floated by you if you wanted to. Do you think I told you about it and then you offered, or did I come out and ask you if you wanted to do a cover? How do you think it would have happened?
I think you mentioned it, and I was like, "Is that a subtle hint that you want to cover?" And then you were like, "Oh no, you don't have to." And then I was like, "Nah, it's cool. I want to." Yeah, like at that point, my reasoning was I hadn't gotten to do covers for this type of fandom yet, and I wanted to see, like, yeah, what I could do because I liked the idea of playing with like a lot more Chinese art and playing with a lot more of the cultural differences between Chinese art and Western art and seeing how that would affect things.
Oh, like being able to muck around with a lot of elements that you don't usually get to muck around
Yeah, like I don't
with.
usually get to pull up old-fashioned like Chinese ink paintings and stuff like that for my stuff. Like that was like I wanted to play around with that, although I did have that brief idea for a little bit to do like a joke
Because
cover.
of
But then after I read,
the
well, yeah, okay, so yeah, this is the chicken potfic, and I don't know if you're going to be going into that with your free talk or whatever, but yeah, but after I actually finished reading the actual fic, the kind of joke cover thing, I was like, nah. And so I decided to do something serious.
Yeah, I think in the beginning, I think maybe I told you that it was funny that I'm getting emotional over a chicken. I think that's
Yeah.
one of the things. And then from that, you probably were like, I'm gonna make this cover out of chicken.
Well, no, I think another part of it was that I was trying to look for recurring elements within the story that had any sort of emotional significance for them. And like that moment when the two characters first opened up and decided to trust each other was when Luo Bingke cooked the chicken for himself and Shen Qinqiu. And then later on, when Shen Qinqiu sent over that chicken to Luo Bingke while he was still trapped in the demon realm, whatever, to kind of like encourage him and give him reason to keep going and all of that, and remind him that his master still believes in him. And yeah, like, and it was a very emotional thing for Luo Bingke. And so, I'm sitting here thinking, okay, the main emotional through line for this story is a chicken. So, like, it became the chicken podfic. That was a lot of my reasoning, too.
No, I was the same way. I'm like, I can't, yeah, I'm getting emotional over chicken. This is some good writing.
Yeah, like chicken dinners, like they're good, But normally they don't fuck you up like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, and that was actually the chicken thing was going to be the joke cover at first, because I had a vague idea of using it as a kind of meta thing to poke fun at clueless Westerners using Chinese calligraphy that they can't read for like tattoos and jewelry and shit. And then I was going to use the calligraphy for the word chicken and then put it on the cover and all that, make it look all pretty and all of that. And then, and then the joke would be that, it means chicken. But then I thought the joke would probably get a little too lost because we are Westerners who don't read Chinese. So I was kind of like, no. Plus, when I finished reading the fic, it was more serious. And I was like, okay, no, I can't make a joke out of this. So I was like, okay, fine.
Wanted to make a joke, will not make a joke.
Yeah, I wanted to make a joke before I finished it. But then I actually finished the fic. I was like, okay, fine.
Fine.
Yeah.
So initially you had the idea for, like, your cover idea was a joke cover. Yeah. And then did you have to discard some other ideas before you landed on what was the final design?
Well, that joke cover idea I discarded. But also, I had floated the possibility to Yuan Nuff about working together because we had mentioned when we were doing our stuff that we should work together again. And so I was like, okay, hey, I'm working on this. You want to help? And at first, she was all on board. But then the timing ended up being clear, because then Sundial Exchange happened and all that.
And so
by the time I was really needing to like start actually doing shit and getting shit accomplished, like she was just completely beat from that.
It was not a good time for her.
Yeah, hard on that. Oh my god, her stuff from that was so incredible. But anyway, that's another topic for another day. But yeah, she was pretty beat. So it's like, oh, don't worry. I can throw something together. And so it was basically, I started thinking about symbolism in Chinese art. And I wanted to work with the idea of ink paintings. So yeah, that's what led me to what I did. I included the rooster because, yes, chicken. At that point, it had become such a joke for us and such like a like an in-joke thing that it was like, no, it's gonna include a chicken no matter what I do. If it kills me, I will fit a chicken into this cover. Because in my head, it is still the chicken podfic.
Very rightly so.
I was consciously thinking about like what symbolism certain plants and animals and other elements tend to have in Chinese artwork.
Okay.
And trying to think of things that had meanings that I associated with the characters.
Okay.
At the time, one thing that stuck out was pine trees. It stands for like longevity, steadfastness, things like that. That was Luo Bingge in my mind. Like very much Lee.
Yeah.
And Shen Qingqiu. And then roosters, aside from the whole chicken thing, roosters are also symbols of bravery and loyalty in Chinese artwork.
They can have a surface meaning.
Yeah,
and
it had
and
a surface meaning to where it was like, yeah, okay, there's chickens in the podfic, and then it's a rooster, so you've got the cock joke. And then you've got like, it layers and layers of meaning.
Who knew one chicken could symbolize so many things?
That was kind of my reasoning behind that. And then the calligraphy that I used, I did ask you to get your friends to double to like proofread it or whatever, but
I did not. Yeah, but like, I did not do that. I just thought, nah, Lav's got this.
Like,
I'm sure
I tried.
It's fine.
I looked at multiple sources, and from what I could tell, it meant longing or desire, and so the whole "wish you were my husband" thing, and then the fan.
Gotcha.
Thing. Yeah.
Now that that's out of the bag, we can see if anybody comments back and says, like, well, this
like,
character
no,
actually means this.
And I'll be like, sorry. I just made myself the joke.
The intention was for it to mean, you know, I mean, it could have, you could have snuck back in there and had the original idea of the joke. Of the joke cover, you
hey,
could have
and
used
if someone corrects us
chicken
and says
the
calligraphy fan. Doesn't mean what we think it does and it doesn't fit, hey, I can just put in the chicken thing. That's fine.
a beautiful meeting of ideas. Right.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so we have a plan.
I like it. This is a good plan. So before I interrupted you, you were going to talk about the fan.
Yeah, the fan was just Shen Qingqiu. That was just a call out to, just something to represent him. Mm. Because that is something that is basically iconic for him now.
Yeah. So the pine tree is a representation of Luo Binghe. And the fan is Shen Qingqiu, and then the rooster is
their emotional connection, and then deeper. Also, and then also our in joke.
Listen, things can have double meanings. Lots of things can have different meanings. This is why it's you know worthwhile to have this conversation, because I'm like, I can look at it and be like, yeah, it looks good, but like, because you have a background in design, like you have a different process for like how you're actually going to use all the elements together, so there is probably some deeper meanings to like how you've constructed it, and therefore worthwhile to get your thought process on the whole thing. For example, because the choice that you made to have the text read vertically, which probably was a constraint of how long the title was, but also I thought was a reference to how Chinese language, you read down and then to the, you Bingo. Read down rather than across.
Yeah, that is exactly it.
I thought that was a super nice touch. Yeah.
That was like one, a limited space, and two, I wanted to do something where I could like include something that needed to be read sort of vertically, but then again, this is English, and so it's like, okay, that is a good compromise.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Because when you tried to do it like the Photoshop vertical type tool that they have, where everything gets just typed down in one long line, if you try that with that title, it just does not look right. It just, and there are very few instances where that tool actually does like work for what you want, but it's one of those things in there that I'm like, this is kind of useless.
I see. That's unfortunate.
I may come across a project one day where it's like, okay, that's why it's there. Okay. But I haven't yet. Let's put it that way. But yeah, the sort of semi-vertical text and all of that, you pretty much put the nail on the head. I was looking through my notes just now on, symbolism in Chinese art. And what I found was, it's considered to be the emblem for longevity. Yeah. Also, because it does not wither, it is the metaphor for friendship that prevails through hardship. And you could easily lead that friendship to becoming love. And the rooster, when I was reading it up, the main things that stuck out to me about roosters were bravery and loyalty. And like, that is them to a team.
Yeah.
Especially Luo Binghe. And just, so loyalty and steadfastness is basically what I was looking for the cover. And so that's why I did what I did.
Do we have any closing thoughts on the final design? Are you happy with how it turned out?
Yeah, I'm relatively happy with the final design. It was one of those covers where I figured out, okay, no, I don't want to do what I originally planned and all that. I got it done relatively fast because all I really had to do was find an old painting of pine trees, which the shortened version of the author's name is Puru, and the full name is Pu Xinju. And it's called Summer Pine Trees and Distant Mountain. Now, I did manipulate the fuck out of it. I took out the text. I took out there's mountains in there, and I changed some of the foreground and all that, and I changed the way it was laid out. So it's a manipulated version of the painting, but I liked getting to do that. I liked working with it.
I am glad, because I'm hearing you say that, and I'm like, that sounds like so much work.
It's clone stamp. not really. That's the part where you put on a podcast or a podfic, and you listen while you're just like stamping stuff out, basically.
Yeah. You say it like it's no big thing, but I'm like, well, because you know what you're doing, if I was
fair.
I would not be doing like a third a good as job as what you've done.
Well, if you got used to the tools, you would be able to. Yeah, but
I could be doing something else.
Yeah, like you and you've mentioned before, like, yeah, you don't really have the patience for it, and that's cool. Not everybody does.
I don't have the patience or the passion. Yeah, unfortunately, that flew by me.
But other than that, the process was fun, and it was funny at a lot of parts because we were, you know, thinking because of things chicken. That were just so absurd. And we managed to work that absurdity into the final product without actually making it absurd.
Yeah, because I think the first thing, like I said, I messaged you once you showed me the cover was just all caps chicken, like pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty
sure. And I was like, look, I got a chicken in there.
You did it. Oh, we can all sleep soundly now. You did it.
Any cover that I made was going to include a chicken somehow if it killed me.
Just beautiful. Just. That's exactly what it.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was basically like my main thoughts about this cover are chicken. That's my final thesis.
That's the final thought we're going to leave you guys on. Thanks for listening so far to Second Husband Podfic, i.e. Chicken Podfic. If you want to, where can people find you to tell you that your design skills are amazing?
If you want to comment, one, absolutely feel free to comment on Lynchy's post when you're commenting on how incredible her podfic is, because it is. But also, I can be found on AO3, AO3.org/users/lavenderfrost. I am also on Twitter. Podfic by Lav is my handle. Feel free to drop me a line.
Yeah, give her a follow and tell her how amazing she is. And
send Lynchy chicken gifs.
Yes, a long line of chicken gifts.
Anyway, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.